You guys can see in your hand or your bulletin insert for that. You guys can see where it is, when it is, and what's going on. So if you guys could all show up for that, that would be awesome. So then it's the moment you all have been waiting for. The Club Rock registrations are out. So they're on the table. Grab one. Give them to your friends. They'll be in the schools probably this week or next. And we're going to get those out so we can have a good time on Wednesday nights. And there's still tons of sign-ups. We need helpers. We need cookies, everything like that. So look at the table out there in the foyer at what's going on there. And then we had the love offering for Brad and Jolene there. And you guys can see that amount. And we'll be receiving a love offering for Tony and Diane Welch on September 17th. So are there any other announcements today? If not, we're going to go to our call to worship. Our call to worship today is our church theme verse, and it's on your bulletin here. And I'm just going to read that. It's Colossians 2, 6 through 7. It says, "Therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving."
Please rise and take your hymnals or look on the screen for hymn number 478. Soldiers of Christ Arise, 478. Soldiers of Christ Arise and put your armor on, strong in the strength that God supplies through his eternal Son, strong in the Lord of hosts and in his mighty power, who in the strength of Jesus trusts is more than conqueror. Stand then in his great might with all his strength endued, and take to arm you for the fight the panoply of God. From strength to strength go on, wrestle and fight and pray, tread all the powers of darkness down, and win the well-fought day. Leave no unguarded place, no weakness of the soul. Take every virtue, every grace, and fortify the whole, that having all things done, and all your conflicts past, ye may overcome through Christ alone and stand complete at last. Thank you for your singing. Greet one another if you would.
Well, good morning again, and we're grateful that you have chosen to worship with us today. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the congregation. Just a couple of updates to continue to pray for Tony Walsh and his recovery. Hopefully stringing more good days than rough days together. It's been a week out from his massive surgery. And then we received a request this morning. Diane Wagnus's sister, Carol, has been diagnosed with a spot on her lung. She had one a couple years ago. And so that she's going to be getting a week of treatment once a day for 5 days. And so we'll pray for Carol, and she walks through this time as well for the family. Any other prayer requests or praises today? Yeah, Bonnie. And husband Dwayne, okay. Prayer request is for Sandy Amer. She has been fighting cancer for a while, and she has been put on hospice for comfort care. So we'll be praying for her and for Dwayne as well as they go through this time. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Liz. And that's Caden?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, we will pray for Caden as, it's kind of welcome to the club, but it's not a fun club always, but looking at getting his tonsils out, but also for Miles, and wonderful news from your appointment. As those adults, we wish that we could just have add calories and everything would be okay, but young ones need that, and so we're grateful that he is doing well. And the next appointment's in November, and we'll continue to pray for him to be thriving. Other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the way that you use us in the lives of others, that the opportunities we have to represent you go well beyond these walls. You have left us to be your witnesses to this world, both by demonstrating the love that we have for one another, the care and concern for those around us, but also you've entrusted to us the gospel message, that your Son came to seek and to save those who are lost, and that with his death and resurrection and ascension is seated at your right hand, he has completed the mission of salvation, and he has given us a commission. Thank you, Father, for the reminders that we've had last week with the Weens family with us, and the reminder of even in the midst of war between Ukraine and Russia, that the gospel is being presented. Father, we do pray for our world with not only conflicts, but also natural disasters, both in our own country and around the world, that it does seem that the world has gotten smaller in one sense, that we're able to see what is going on, but it's also become overwhelming. Thankful that you are not overwhelmed by the needs of your people and that you have a plan for this world. Father, we lift up these requests this morning, pray continued healing for Tony from his surgery, that you would ease his discomfort, and give him patience as he starts to be feeling better, that you would help him to continue to follow the doctor's orders. We lift up Diane Wagnus's sister, Carol, to you and this diagnosis, that you would bring peace of mind and heart, and with the treatment coming up, that you would help her through this time and for the family. We also are grateful for the report about Mark and how his incisions are healing and things are going better than they have. Continue to pray for strength for him and from the recovery from his surgery. Father, we lift up Sandy Amer to you and her husband, Dwayne. Grateful that they are a part of the body of Christ and that there is hope beyond this life. But as they walk through this time, that you would truly give them peace, that as her time on this earth may be drawing to a close, we know that you hold them in your hands. And Father, we just pray that you would comfort through this time and that you would prove yourself faithful day in and day out. Father, we're also grateful for the progress that Miles has made, that you would continue to strengthen and help him to not only gain weight, but the activity level, and to keep growing. We continue to pray for his heart, and that grateful for how doctors and medical knowledge has helped, and yet we know that your healing hand is truly active. We pray for Caden as well with the upcoming tonsil removal. We pray that you give him peace as well as assurance that you will walk through this time with him. Thankful for the opportunities that we have to trust you. And you told us that in this world we will have trouble, but you have overcome the world. And that when we go through trials, that come for a purpose, that to help us to conform us to the image of Christ. We lift up our other ministries. We thank you for the youth group, for Pastor Abe and Diana as they shepherd and guide, and the activities. We pray for safety, but also that they, our youth, would be drawn closer to you. We pray for Club Rock as it gets ready to start, for looking for volunteers, but also as students start registering, that you would be preparing the leaders and teachers' hearts as we minister to the students of our community. And Father, we lift up the ministries we have around the world. We pray for the Romanos this month, that you would use them as they start another evangelistic crusades, as well as just opening doors of ministry to not only there in Italy, but in other parts of the world, that you would use James and Heidi and the rest of Christ is the Answer team as they minister to these local communities. Father, we are grateful for the nation you've placed us in. We pray for our leaders, both locally, statewide, and nationally, that through all the turmoil, you would use your people to give wisdom, to give guidance, but also give us patience. Father, I thank you so much that you control everything and that you have blessed us. And as we receive the offering from your people, that you would use it for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
We invite you to stand and worship with us here a few songs this morning.
Stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move.
thinking a bit of these songs that we're singing here this morning. We do serve a God who reigns and is in control of everything, and including our, you know, our safety and things that we do. Even when we do things that we know we shouldn't, and like I did myself a week ago and hurt myself, I had a bit of a miserable week. Self-inflicted, of course, for the most part. But I can rest in knowing that God does heal when we ask him, and sometimes he lets us sit on our thorn in the flesh for a while, you know, in our pain, and learn a lesson, I guess. But you can have a seat for this last song.
Above all wisdom Father, we thank you that even though you are far above all things, that you know each one of us individually, and that you loved us enough to send your Son to pay the penalty for our sins, to be trampled like a rose, to pay our debt. We thank you for the privilege we have now of looking into your word, and we pray that we'd be attentive to what you have to say to us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.